Bill said, about a year and a week ago, we were married right here. We asked Bill to marry Heidi and I with the stipulation that Dick Blackwell, who's a longtime friend of CCC and a founder of my family's hometown church, be involved as well. I said to Dick, if a cavalier is going to marry us, a hoagie better be on stage too. Doing a new thing. Now, this was from Isaiah 43. Leave it. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers. Blackwell. At the end of the ceremony, Dick Blackwell prayed over us. He said regarding Heidi and I, use them in your kingdom day to day. Don't just let them settle in. Be prepared for God to move through you. Things at this point that you have not imagined for yourself, he has his hand upon you. We had a wonderful honeymoon touring California. However, little did we know what life had in store upon our return. On our first day back, on my first day back to work, April 12th, I had a doctor's appointment. I had a referral to a urologist after I noticed blood in my urine just days before the wedding. An ultrasound revealed a 7.5-centimeter mass in my left kidney. I was diagnosed with stage 2 renal cell carcinoma just 12 days after getting married. I was at a total loss for words. I said, I'm an avid runner. I had 33 marathons and ultramarathons and 45 half marathons on my belt. I have very healthy eating habits, but cancer. While telling friends and family about our honeymoon, we added the news of the discovery of that mass. Due to the mass's size, the kidney would need to be removed. However, Heidi and I were very optimistic. My urologist predicted that I would have a quick recovery given my excellent health. I'm fortunate enough to work for the UVA health system and have friends and family in healthcare. I leaned on their knowledge heavily as I waited for the scheduling of my surgery. So we waited. Heidi and I did our best to get acclimated to life together. So May 17, 2017, my surgery date. I only found out the actual date 7 days prior. A dear friend of mine that's also a UVA physician was instrumental in getting the surgery date moved up. I was very ready. The left kidney was removed during a successful surgery by Dr. Margaret Lippert, one of the first female urologists in the United States. She performed my nephrectomy only months before her retirement last December. 27 hours after my operation, I was back home. The day after my surgery, I was able to walk around my hospital ward very slowly, mind you. Days later, I was able to walk around my neighborhood. And 2 weeks later, Heidi and I went on a 4-mile walk. And 6 weeks after surgery, I was back to running. And within a few months, I was back to running with friends. And I was so ecstatic to be back to normal. Yes, that is my normal, is back to running. Oh, and by the way, that marathon count is up to 46. I ran yesterday's Charlottesville Half Marathon. So within 5 weeks, I went from newlywed to kidney cancer survivor. The mass appeared to be fully contained to the left kidney. Therefore, there was no need for chemotherapy. My mom commented to me a few weeks into my marriage that I felt like Heidi and I had been buried for a long time. When I asked why, she said, you've already experienced so much already. Going into surgery, we had 3 great things going for us. One, I was very healthy going into surgery. Second, we had the support of many friends and family during that time. Many of you are here. Third, we desired that how we handled this challenge was reflective of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
So it's last week. That was from last week. Although starting off a marriage with a cancer diagnosis might seem like the worst possible timing, and it was definitely hard, but we saw that God was with us in the unexpected desert. There was definitely moments of trepidation and fear, and you know, I had gone through losing a spouse a few years before, so there were flashbacks of, like, is this happening again? But God gave us hope, and like Andrew mentioned, we had wonderful friends and family that God put into our lives to support us, including many of you. Bill and Sherry especially knew how to walk with us through this time because Bill had actually experienced the exact same type of cancer, had the same surgery by the same surgeons about 2 years before Andrew, and Bill even used humor sometimes to lighten our mood, calling Andrew a copycat.
Didn't plan that.
A month before our wedding, I had resigned from my web design and development job of 10 years in order to finish wedding preparations and then move and settle into marriage and then to have some time to rest before starting graduate school full-time in a medical field of occupational therapy. Having time off work enabled me to go to all of Andrew's appointments and to be with him during his recovery at home and not have to go to work, which was wonderful. We had such a meaningful stretch of downtime together that we would have not have had if we had both gone straight back to work. And now the cancer is gone and Andrew is back to full health. We're so thankful for that. This entire experience caused us to grow in our faith and also made our marriage stronger. Our friends, our church community, and the presence of the Lord have truly been rivers in the unexpected desert we encountered at the beginning of our marriage. And I just want to say our heart and prayers go out to all of you who are going through a desert right now. I know some of you are going through what seems like probably a much longer, a much drier and hotter desert than we have encountered. And I would just say, continue seeking out the living water to carry you through in our Lord, in family and friends and the church community. And if you know someone going through a desert, seek to be a refreshing conduit of water to them.